Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
As I often am, Lee, we're getting replies to stuff I post. Yeah. It's left-wing trolls.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's our text line. Surprisingly, they'll show up
here. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And they have no idea. They still believe that there is a proven Trump-Russia connection. They think that Trump got caught and that it's only a matter of time before he's going to prison for his Russia connection. And it is so bizarre to me that that is still believed.
I mean, those cases in New York State are falling apart.
Oh, yeah. No, they're all falling apart. But Trump-Russia has been so thoroughly and completely debunked.
Right.
From so many different angles, and yet they believe. I mean, it is, it's almost cult-like, I mean, at this point.
Oh, it absolutely is. It's delusional.
It's delusional, but there's no, and part of what drives it, and when you run into one of these, your family member, and you tell them, nope, there's it's absolutely been proven there's no connection between Trump and Russia. I mean, really, honestly, the first people to do that were the Mueller people. You tell that to the left, and they're shocked.
Yeah.
They have no idea. This is how literally weaponized, and quite frankly, embarrassingly ignorant that they are kept by their media. And yesterday was no different from that. I mean, bombshell yesterday, right? Sussman trial. He's Hillary Clinton's lawyer.
Yes, and for the DNC, too.
And for the DNC, too. And it was laid out in court where you take an oath that you're going to present true evidence. It was laid out in court absolutely that the origin of this whole Trump-Russia made-up Alpha Bank story, the story that kicked off the Trump-Russia delusion, came from the Hillary campaign. That was said in court. It was not disputed by Sussman's lawyers. They only dispute that he lied to the FBI about it. They don't dispute that Hillary started it, that it came from her campaign, that Sussman was the origin of it. They don't dispute none of it. So how did ABC, CBS, and NBC handle this news?
Yeah.
Well, they didn't. They blacked it out.
Yeah.
They blacked it out. I don't know if you remember, but I would pay attention during all of this, the 3 years of this. And there were nights, because newsbusters would track this, when on these cable networks, news about Trump-Russia consumed two-thirds of the newscast, half the newscast, a third of the newscast. I mean, the numbers were huge. It was all fake, all of it.
And let me remind you.
And they still don't know.
Let's remind people, because our listeners know this, but let's remind people, Sussman actually went to the FBI and said, hey, I've got information that ties Trump to Russia. The FBI didn't come to him. He went to the FBI. He was pushing this
while working for Hillary
and did not disclose, which was a crime right there.
Now, here's some of the just mind-boggling, amazing things that I hope, if you take nothing else away from the show, you're new here, that you will question everything the mainstream media tells you, because they lie on an epic scale. Lie so much, Lee, as to create entire realities that aren't real. And this is one of them. And the fact that the Washington Post and the New York Times still share a Pulitzer that they won for their reporting on the connection between Alpha Bank and Trump. And supposedly Alpha Bank is owned by Putin cronies, very close to the Kremlin. And so supposedly Trump was using a server at Trump Tower to communicate with Putin via Alpha Bank. This was covered in the New York Times. This was covered in the Washington Post. They have not retracted the bulk of those stories, nor have they given back their Pulitzer, their shared Pulitzer for that story. It was debunked yesterday in court.
Plus, even the data that was used to make that connection, which was manipulated, is thought to be bogus to begin with. Every single bit of this is false.
Fake. And yet they cling to those Pulitzers hanging on their walls as if they did something other than a fiction writing exercise.
Well, the whole image and credibility of a Pulitzer Prize now is completely done. It's over.
It's useless.
That basically might be what is the Harvard does the what is it, the Raspberry Awards or something or other for horrible acting or something or other. That's what it should be now. A Pulitzer Prize is awarded to someone who gets a fake story completely fake.
And just makes it convincing. So that's what you get the award for. It's convincing the public that your lies are
true. Used to be known as fiction, but hey.
Yeah, now we just make it up if it's about Trump. Okay, so yes, here's the amazing thing about this, okay? Because yesterday was also an indictment of the FBI for two reasons.
Yes,
they had an FBI agent under oath on the stand who said, yeah, you know, when Hillary's people brought this to us, we knew within 24 hours this whole Russia-Trump connection was fake. Okay. This was a lower-ranking agent. That testified yesterday. We knew it was fake. And yet, Comey was head of the FBI at that time, and what did he do? Go on television again and again and again and again and stipulate, yeah, you know, we got to get to the bottom of this. This is something we need to check out. And they knew on day one this thing came from Hillary's campaign. So all of that was fake. The other thing that needs to be investigated is what the FBI does. You'll see them do this. When they want to lie and manipulate the public, they'll have people who've left the agency or retired go on and move these along. Yeah, oh, yeah, we could tell there's a ton of evidence Trump's in Putin's pocket. No, they can't. But in this case, the director and then the deputy director were going on TV regularly saying there was something here. And they knew within 24 hours that the story that kicked this off, which was Alpha Bank story, was fake. The agent who looked at it said it was fake. So, you know, you can't just blame Hillary. This is the FBI that hosed you on Hillary's behalf to help her win an election and then to undermine the Trump see if they can get him out of office. So for the FBI to admit, yeah, on day one, we knew this was fake. We knew this whole thing has come from the Hillary campaign. That's huge. That should have stopped the entire investigation. There should have never been a Mueller. But they pretended. They pretended there was something they needed to investigate so that they could go after Trump to help the Democrats. Now, let's think about this for a minute, what's going on here. Durham Lee is a special prosecutor, okay? Mm-hmm. He's going after Michael Sussman, Hillary's lawyer, for lying, allegedly lying to the FBI. And the lie was specifically that, Hillary? No, I don't even know that woman. I'm just a concerned citizen. Well, no, he was in her employee. He was working for her. That's why they're prosecuting him. But here's the remarkable part. Normally, the FBI and the Department of Injustice go after you for that. They didn't touch Sussman. They were fine with him lying to them on behalf of Hillary. It took Bill Barr bringing in a special prosecutor to get this investigation that the FBI has never done. The Department of Justice, who also lied to keep the Trump story going, they've never done it. It took a special prosecutor to go after them.
Look at all the co-conspirators here, Tara.
Unbelievable.
This makes Watergate, any other scandal, pale in absolute comparison.
Yep.
You have got the Democrat National Committee. You have got a presidential campaign. You've got the FBI. You've got the Department of Justice. You've got various other agencies that oversee this. You have got almost every single left-wing and so-called mainstream media outlet as co-conspirators here in a conspiracy to defame a presidential candidate with a completely false story. Completely false. Data that was manufactured and manipulated to look like it was something. You have absolute you have editorials, you have media appearances by public officials claiming to have information that indict the president or prove this. And every single bit of this was false. And many of them, if not all of them, knew it was false when they were making these statements. And that includes these federal government officials. That includes the media. That includes the Democrat Party. That includes presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and everybody involved with this.
And keep in mind, this is just one more piece of evidence they knew was fake. Because remember, we know for a fact that John Brennan, head of the CIA, in the fall of 2016, before the election, went to the Obama White House, sat down with Joe Biden and Barack Obama, and told them Hillary made up this Russia collusion thing. Oh, and the Russians know that Hillary made it up. And they were afraid of Russian retaliation. It's one of the reasons he briefed Obama and Joe. So Obama and Joe knew before Trump ever took office or won office that Hillary had made this entire thing up. And John Brennan, just to be extra sure when he was head of the CIA, hand wrote all of that in his own writing, that Hillary had cooked this up and it was fake. So we now also know that by January of 2017, when Trump was, you know, sworn in that month, we knew the FBI knew unequivocally it was fake because the CIA told them. But if that were not enough, we now know that they knew within 24 hours of Sussman coming in with this doctored garbage from the Hillary campaign attempting to show a connection between Trump and Russia. We know the FBI looked at it technically, as was testified to under oath yesterday by the FBI agent. We knew that they looked at it and went, nah, there's no connection between Trump and Russia. Yet the whole apparatus, Comey, McCabe, the heads of the FBI, the heads of the DOJ, went on TV for over a year pushing for these investigations, knowing damn well the whole thing was fake. So what this means is these agencies have been corrupted, weaponized, and are now effectively a branch of the Democrat Party working to disin and misinform you on a daily basis. You cannot believe anything they say ever.
And look what happened on the day this trial started. The president goes to a mass shooting and once again calls for more gun control and ending hate in America. Congress is holding a UFO hearing. And then you've got primaries in multiple states across the country. So that, I don't know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
No, you can't. It's unbelievable.
I mean, it's,
and that's exactly why I think the UFO hearing was extremely, you know, consequential. It was a big deal, but that's why they scheduled it on that day to distract.
Yep.
And then ABC, CBS, NBC cover the UFOs and not the equally bizarre story. I mean, it is literally equally bizarre of the FBI framing the president in what can only be called at this point an attempted coup in partnership with the Hillary campaign. Yep. There's no other way to describe it. It's what it is. It's what they do. And these people are terrifying.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So did you hear this? This is actually a smart move by the Biden people. They're planning to get him out. He's going to flee the country. They're planning to get him out of the country on the day Title 42 expires. So not only is the guy not going down the border, he's never been down there since he was president because he doesn't care. He's running a voter drive, and you don't want that in the background for a photo op. But they're full on moving him out of the country for that. It's probably what I'd do if I were them. And they broke some news over the week. Last night, or not over the weekend. Yeah, remember how they told you the Department of Homeland Insecurity a few weeks ago that we're looking at about $6 million a year when we lift Title 42? Yeah, they're now admitting that that was on the low side. Yeah, it's actually a lot higher than that. Wait, how high are we? How high are we talking? About triple the current amount of folks coming over the border, which is like 232,000 a month. Wait, I'm sorry. Triple that? Yeah, I'd get Joe out of the country too with that coming down. But how many a year are we talking? Well, as we often do when we want to know what the heck is going on in this country, we go to the UK Daily Mail. They broke the news the second time, by the way. They broke the 6 million figure a few weeks ago, and that was the figure the Department of Homeland Insecurity, who is dedicated to insecuring and unsecuring the homeland, letting terrorists in and then relocating them. They admitted last week they did that. Oh, those terrorists, now we didn't send them home. They could be good Democrat voters. I mean, we just couldn't, so we had to release them. Some of them were released. We don't know how many. Republican Congress members still trying to get this. So terrorists coming over, not a big deal. They're totally cool with it. Even when they catch them, 42 of them, so they just let them go. Some of them, I just let them go, and it's cool. They'll be fine. They're coming to a Walmart near you. They'll be looking at working in the checkout line. I'd recommend the automatic checkout, but whatever. Anyway, so they're there. What is the new number, according to the UK Daily Mail yesterday, that we can expect a year in the country under this new level of flow? Of 8.6 million. What? 8.6 million. A year? Mm-hmm. Yeah, 650,000 to 680,000 a month. A month? A month. Mm-hmm. Now, they want you to believe this is an accident. Nobody could know it was coming. It's just so confusing. But it's not. The Epic Times explains in part why this is happening, and I've explained some of it. It's very long. I could do 2 segments on it. I won't do that to you. But the Border Patrol is now using a rare parole exemption. They're going to use it in the field. So picture a magic glitter wand, and they just hit your head with it and, you know, just tap you on the head, and Border Patrol, and now you're paroled, going to America. And it's really convenient because they don't have to do the international background checks to make sure you're not a terrorist. That way they'll never be noted when they do let the terrorist in. It's very exciting. They're only going to check them against U.S. crime databases. So unless they've been here before and been convicted of a crime, we won't know who the heck they are, and off they go. With parole status, it's very exciting. So they're going to use this to move tens of thousands very, very quickly into the country. Wait, how can they do this? Well, the special parole status that they're weaponizing was only supposed to let a handful of people into the country every year on a case-to-case basis when Congress created it. And it was really only supposed to be admissible like you have a family member legally here and they're having emergency surgery because they got hit by a car. So you have parole status for a year maybe to stay here, or you have to testify in a cartel case. And Homeland Security desperately needs you to get in, you know, get you in the country quick, get around the immigration procedures. It was only supposed to let in about a half dozen people a year. Not a half dozen thousand, not tens of thousands, but a half. So they're out. The Biden people are out in the field, and they're just giving this out like candy. Are you a terrorist? God, don't tell me. Here you go, Ahmad. Miguel. Yes. Sorry, Miguel, not Ahmad. Yeah, Miguel. Yeah, come on into the country. We're cool. Whatever. Just vote Democrat. Here's your welfare benefits. Here's your free phone. Because remember, you get the free phone. Got to have the free phone because the free phone has preloaded all the apps for them to communicate with the federal government, ultimately the Democrat Party and its NGOs. And so what it does, when you get the phone, it begins taking you through the process of getting the welfare benefits. So it all works out very nicely. So if you weren't going to come to the border before, you are now. I mean, you get a free phone, the welfare benefits. You get to hide if you're a terrorist. If you're an internationally wanted criminal, they won't catch you. As long as you're not in the U.S. crime database, you're on bond for, you know, rape or some other crime in another country. I mean, I wouldn't stick around. I just wouldn't stick around. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't wait for my trial. I would just come right to the U.S. That's what I would do. And they will. 8.6 million a year expected under this. 8.4 to 8.6 million a year. And look, I don't even think our leftist friends watching CNN or NBC or CBS will even have any clue this is happening. But you know, it's really frustrating. It's scary, too.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So the Democrats, who control the timing of committee hearings yesterday, chose yesterday to distract their sheeple with UFOs so they wouldn't notice what happened in court. And what happened in court was that it was just testified to under oath that it was Hillary behind the Russia collusion scam, just as Trump had said the whole time, that it wasn't real. That the FBI knew the whole time it wasn't really. They'd figured it out within 24 hours of Hillary's lawyers showing up with fake data. But the FBI would run with it for almost three more years to keep an investigation into Trump going, all to get subpoena power and the ability to investigate him on behalf of the Democrat Party. Ultimately, Mueller would get more than a million documents from Trump using subpoena power, all based on the lie that Trump was somehow, some way connected with Russia. We now know that the FBI knew within 24 hours there was no connection. It was fake and it had come from Hillary. But that didn't stop them at all. So this is a problem yesterday that the mainstream media set out to cover up. And that's why CBS, NBC, ABC didn't say a word about the trial. It was as if it wasn't going on. And the Democrats scheduled the UFO hearing. That doesn't make what happened yesterday with UFOs any less remarkable. the fact that they're using it to distract from their latest set of lies. In fact, it was absolutely remarkable that the U.S. government not only admitted UFOs were real, but began the process of admitting what they know about them, including playing up until now classified video for the public. One of the videos is remarkable. Just the whole thing is remarkable to watch these high-ranking members of our military, intelligence, testifying under oath and going, yeah, they're real. We don't know what they are, but we do know they're real. Here's Jeremy Corbel. He is a journalist who got a leaked version of the video that our government ended up showing yesterday. And what that video ultimately shows is jaw-dropping. And to have military and intelligence narrating it for us yesterday on the floor of Congress under oath, saying, yeah, these are real. These absolutely exist. It was something I never thought I'd see in my lifetime. So it was certainly historic. It was historic not just for the U.S. government to do this, but think about it, this is the first government in the world in humanity to admit, yeah, this stuff's real. Here's Jeremy Corbel from yesterday.
They're showing some footage right now that I obtained and released from the USS Russell. It was a swarm of over 100 UFOs on 10 Navy warships. And what I released was footage from multiple ships in multiple forms. It's pretty great that they're showing this footage. Now, their specific wording is really interesting. These objects were described as pyramid in shape within the classified documents that, as an investigator and reporter, I may have been able to see. But triangular by angle of observation, this is non-aerodynamic. The things that are most encouraging about what we're hearing today, they are asking good questions. They are pushing these individuals within our military who are in a position to know some of the information on things like, do we have materials? Are we initiating defense systems? We have to unpack this, and it's going to take a few days.
Yeah, and these hearings are going to continue, and I think they'll only get more fascinating. I thought this back and forth between Representative Raja Krishnamoorthy and the Director of National Intelligence, who's one of his undersecretaries, was absolutely fascinating in terms of what we know and what we've seen.
First question is, there have been no collisions between any U.S. assets and one of these UAPs, correct?
We have not had a collision. We've had at least 11 near misses, though.
And maybe we'll talk about those 11 near misses or any place where there's close proximity. I assume, or tell me if I'm wrong, there's been no attempt. There's no communications or any kind of communication signals that emanate from those objects that we've detected, correct?
That's correct.
And have we attempted to communicate with those objects?
No.
So we don't even put out an alert saying, U.S., identify yourself. You are, within our flight path or something like that. We haven't said anything like that?
We've not put anything out like that. Generally speaking, for example, in the video that we showed earlier, it appears to be something that is, unmanned, appears to be something that may or may not be in controlled flight. And so we've not attempted any communication with that.
Okay, so... And I assume we've never discharged any armaments against a UAP, correct?
That's correct.
How about wreckage? Have we come across any wreckage of any kind of object that has now been examined by you?
The UAP task force doesn't have any wreckage that isn't explainable, that isn't consistent with being of terrestrial origin.
Do we have any sensors underwater to detect on submerged UAPs, anything that is in the ocean or in the seas?
So I think that would be more appropriately addressed in closed session, sir.
Okay. I think one of the biggest questions that I have is, we say with a lot of probability, we say they quote unquote, probably do represent physical objects, close quote. When we say probably, is that because we cannot conclusively say that they are physical objects?
Yeah, that part got cut off. He says, yeah, I thought that one was fascinating, too. Where he agreed, well, we can't conclusively prove they are literally physical objects. What are these things? I was fascinated by it yesterday. And what, you know, yes, it was a cover up of other things going on in the news, the fact that they released it, but that doesn't make it any less real. Our government's official position now is that UFOs or UAPs, as they now call them, are real. That is, according to them, indisputable. And that is still huge news. That is history. They have denied it for over 50 years. Yesterday they said otherwise. And so, you know, whatever you think the reasoning was, it's a big deal. It's a big deal in U.S. history, but it's also a big deal in human history. When do you feel like an adult? I mean, theoretically, technically, legally, culturally, in this country, it's 18. But new survey, just 53% of people felt like an adult when they turned 18. I didn't. Not at all. You know when I first, I remember specifically when I first felt like an adult. And it was the day I moved out of my parents' house because I was still getting help from them to some degree past college. So, and it's interesting. One of the things in here, they say, you know, when did you first feel like an adult? If it wasn't an age, the number one was buying a house. I'd bought a house and renovated it while living at my parents' house. It wasn't in livable condition. I did that because my college loans were so massive. I could not afford to live on my own. It was awful. And I wanted out of there so badly that I bought a house and renovated it to make the money to do that. And that ended up, I thought I was going to turn it in a few months because those, you know, all those shows back then. Well, that doesn't happen except on TV. It took me a year. I didn't know what I was doing. But I did do it, and I did it profitably. I paid off my college loan, $22,000. I will never forget it as long as I live. I took that check from the sale of the house, put it on Mom's fridge with a magnet so we could all enjoy it for a few days. Then I took it to the bank where the teller was blown away by the size of the check, which was cool. And then I took the money, paid my loans off, and off I went. I was gone the next week. I would have been about 23. And moving into that apartment and being truly on my own, I really felt for the first time like an adult. I knew I was one. I obviously could sign the documents to buy the house that I renovated. But I wasn't actually one, I felt like, till I moved out of my parents' house at 23. And they were nice enough to let me live there. I was working full-time and renovating the house to pay off the loans and paying the loans. It was very stressful. And the moral of that story is, don't take out a bunch of college loans. If you're going to get a bachelor's and so don't do that. Don't take them out. Go to trade school. Go somewhere. You'd be better off. And that was one of those traps in life I fell into. That's when I felt like an adult. When did you finally feel like an adult? How old were you? For me, it definitely wasn't 18. Texter writes, got married at 18. Wow, that is young. And bought a house at 19. The house was when I felt like an adult. So it wasn't even the marriage. You still married, by the way? How'd that work out? Text writes, I'm 45 and sometimes still can't believe people let me make decisions for myself. Really? Oh, really? When I became debt-free. Yeah, you know, I feel that way too sometimes. I don't feel that old. Do you ever have that perverted sense of awe that like, wow, my kids take me seriously as an adult and a parent and that you're kind of just fooling them? I mean, you're not. And you look at your age, you look at your license, and you're like, nah, I'm really old enough to be doing this, but I don't know. Where'd the time go, right? Texter writes, hey, Tara, I'm 43 and still don't feel like an adult. Another texter writes, I was a father at 21. That will make you grow up quickly. Yeah. Another texter writes, have you ever? Yes, I did. I saw the movie. Have you ever seen the movie The Village? This is how Democrats deceive their voters. They always use a boogeyman to control their people, whether it is Trump or white supremacists. Yeah, they do. That was a great movie, by the way, by M. Night. I can never say that guy's last name. Shyamalan? I don't know. But yeah, I mean, look, convincing them that there's no modern technology, including planes, not too much different than convincing an entire population the president is owned and controlled by Russia, who's mounted a coup to take over their country. And literally, we found out in court, none of it was true yesterday. And it's like it doesn't even matter.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.